You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength Podcast, Professional Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your professional success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. Gandhi famously said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." Let's let that sink in for just a second. Friends, I'm so glad you're here. Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. I hope you have something exciting or restorative or new or creative or something to look forward to coming up this weekend. And I'm excited to dive into this week's topic. You know, it's an interesting time in many of our professional lives. If you think about what's happening right now more holistically, many of us are facing a lot of uncertainty and the potential for a lot of change. School is going back into session, or maybe it has started already in your case. And with that comes the uncertainty of, oh, is my kid going to be sent home to quarantine for a couple of weeks? Is somebody going to get sick? I mean, the coronavirus and COVID is still very much a part of our lives and impacting the way that we live our lives from the standpoint that it's just causing a lot of uncertainty and volatility. And we all know that our minds don't like that. So we've got that uncertainty to deal with. But many people are also grappling with the notion of, what is my job going to do in terms of requiring us to come back to the office? Are we going to have to go back? What are the parameters around which we do have to go back? Is it a certain number of days? Are they going to require certain things? And then, and this is what I want to get into today, what's it going to be like when we get back there? What is our culture going to be like? Because if you think about it, corporate culture is more than just, oh, do we have sit to stand desks and an open office plan and a foosball table and free lunches? Those are perks. You know, my buddy Nancy Lyons talks about this a lot in her writing and speaking and all of the work that she does. She talks about corporate culture and how it is more than just the perks and benefits that you get from coming to a job. It's the way the job feels. How does the environment feel? When you walk in, do you feel included? When you walk in, do you feel like you can be yourself? When you walk in, do you feel accepted, supported, valued? How do you feel when you walk into your job? And now, there are a lot of things about corporate culture that maybe if you're an entrepreneur, you can actually set the culture of your company. You have a lot more control over that. I would encourage you to listen to this episode. But even if you're in a 9-to-5 job, you're a person who works for someone else's company, I really encourage you to listen as well. Here's the thing. If you're a person who is an employee who works for someone else, chances are you might feel like, wow, the broader corporate culture, that's just not something that I have control over. And you might be right, right? Like, you can't decide how every team and the broader culture of your company is going to feel. But what I want you to think about today, let's go back to that Gandhi quote, be the change you want to see in the world. What's the corporate culture that you wish you could have? What is it? Let's go back to those words we talked about. Would you create a corporate culture where you could show up authentically as yourself? What about one where you feel valued and supported? One where you feel like when you walk in, people have your back. They understand you, or even if they don't immediately understand you, they keep an open mind and they seek to understand you. What an amazing feeling would that be, right? It would make all the difference in the world, even when we're going through difficult times, to have that type of culture to lean on and rely on. Oh my gosh, how awesome would that be, right? So here's what I want to challenge you. How might you be the change? How might you be the spark that creates what I'm calling a microculture around you? How might you be that person who starts to set the tone for what the culture of interactions around you is? I want to talk a little bit about some research. I found some really interesting research. This was done in 2014. It was published in the Annual Review of Organizational Psychology and Organizational Behavior. The title of the article is "Coworkers Behaving Badly: The Impact of Coworker Deviant Behavior on Individual Employees." I want to read something from the abstract. Coworker deviant behavior negatively impacts individual employees' attitudes, affect, emotion, and actions through three routes. One, direct impact, whereby an employee is the target of a coworker's deviant behaviors. Two, vicarious impact, whereby an employee is impacted by witnessing or learning of a coworker's deviant behaviors. And three, ambient impact, whereby an employee is impacted by working in an environment characterized by collective coworker deviant behavior. I also want to cite another article. This was published in the International Journal of Stress Management. The article is entitled "Workaholic Tendencies and the High Potential for Stress Among Coworkers." So, tendencies toward workaholism, and they talked about a couple of different types, did correspond to perceptions that may affect the quality of personal interaction in the workplace and therefore the stress levels among coworkers. What do these two things have in common? What they have in common is that the behaviors of individual employees impact everyone around them. What is culture? Culture is what it collectively feels like to be in an organization. So if we piece apart culture, what is it actually made of? It's made of the collective individual behaviors of the people who make up the organization. How might you be the change? How might you create a microculture around yourself that begins to set the bar at a level that holds up those values that you want your culture to have? Inclusivity, acceptance, support, value, authenticity, honesty, integrity. I could go on, but I don't know what your list is. Think about that. If you think about the fact that maybe you're faced with the notion of going back into the office, or even if you're virtual right now, what is the microculture you want around you, and how might you model that culture to people around you so you can start to allow what we're seeing in these articles, right? A person's behavior filters out into the other people who interact with them. How might you exemplify and model those values that you want in your culture so that you're not the employee whose deviant behavior is impacting other people in an adverse way? On the flip side, you are the person who's accepting, open-minded, supportive behavior is bleeding out into the people around you. You know, so many times in psychology, when we're talking about anxiety and depression in times of uncertainty, one of the things that it comes back to is control. What do you and don't you have control over? You likely don't have control over the full culture of the organization that you're in, but what do you have control over? The microculture that you create around you. So I want you to spend some time this week, maybe this weekend, think about this, get quiet. What would that culture look like if you could design it? And how can you set that up for yourself? How can you model it? And those of you who are in leadership positions, I'm looking especially at you. Talk about a collective activity you could do with your team. What is the culture of our team? How do we want it to look and feel? And what do we all commit to doing to supporting that culture? This activity could go miles in terms of changing the way that your workday looks and feels, regardless of what happens as a result of COVID, regardless of the location in which you're working, regardless of any of the other decisions and policies and changes that we're all going to have to just move through in the coming months. Be the change. Be the culture. Set it for yourself and do it intentionally. Thank you so much for joining me for this professional edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur or a business professional and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. And until next week, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.